65. Novelist Koyo Ozaki bought an encyclopedia at the Maruzan bookstore in the Nihonbashi district of Tokyo. He had his heart set on the Encyclopedia Britannica, but it was sold out, so he had to settle for the Century Dictionary Encyclopedia. Writer and friend Roen Uchida, who was there, relates the anecdote in his essay, Kino Kyo, Only Yesterday. The Britannica would arrive in a few months, Roland told Koyo. Why not wait? Koyo said in response, If I came out to haunt someone just because of my obsession with a reference book I couldn't get hold of, I would be dishonoring myself. At the time, Koyo was suffering from stomach cancer, and a physician had given him 3 months to live. Koyo was the type of writer who would do his utmost to polish his wording. On one occasion, he grilled himself over whether to use a certain kanji for sleep or a different kanji with the same meaning, in a pair of kanji that means to get up late. The episode with the encyclopedia also illustrates the mindset of a man of letters who maintained his integrity until his last moment. Koyo's finest work, Konjiki Yasha, The Gold Demon, which he devoted himself to, was carried as a series in the Yomiuri Shimbun starting in January 1897. This year marks the 120th anniversary of its appearance. Spring must have been in full swing this time of year, and the beach in Atami, Shizuoka Prefecture, the setting for a famous scene of the novel, may have been crowded with people back then as well as now. Even morphine is useless on a woebegone autumn night, such as this, he wrote. Koyo died at the age of 35. There is a difference between a novelist and a columnist, as well as between a novel and a column, but I am responsible for the same bottom section of the front page that formerly carried the Konjiki Yasha series. I take to heart the demeanor of the writer who worked his fingers to the bone.